We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order at 8:46 for Wednesday, June 24th, 2026. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Tiemann, Lytle, Dorn, and Juergens. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held June 10th, 2026. Approve all claims through June 24th, 2026 in the amount of $2,270,888.35, except claim number 2606-000234 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $95.26 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file all correspondence received. Receive and place on file the 2025 Annual Pickerel Fire and Rescue Report Audit. Rescue Report. I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented. Moved by Dorn, second by Lytle.
Second.
Any discussion?
So that was with Dorn and Lytle, second?
Yes.
Dorn and Lytle.
All right.
Please vote. Seven in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 2606-000234 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $95.26. This brings the total amount of claims paid through June 24th, 2026 to $2,270,983.61.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Six in favor, with Mr. Juergens abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for the Board of Supervisors. I'd like to welcome everyone, Honorable Dwayne Roof and City Beatrice, the public and the press. It's nice to see some faces out there. Hopefully everyone is happy and not angry. Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights, Mr. Dorn.
Dave's here.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning. I didn't have anything to report on Monday's committee meeting. We're still working on, I'm lining up boring with Roger Pullman for the generator, so we'll see. I asked him if he could just stop by sometime and look at it first, and I talked to Philippi Electric as far as running the power to that. Otherwise, it'd be just tonight. We'll start with the Winter Lights Committee. Decided to celebrate the semi-quincentennial with lighting up the courthouse, so we'll have it lit up tonight. Sean was here yesterday and did the red, white, and blue on the trees, and we'll put some bunting out. So that'll start tonight and then run through probably the middle of July or so. So hope it doesn't cause any traffic jams. So that's about all I had.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Equalization, we had a brief equalization meeting. Prior to this, we will have protests at 1 o'clock this afternoon. There are currently about 300 protests filed total. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket item, City Beatrice, garbage, quarterly EMS, and victim assistance, $65,378. Gage County, transfer funds to road department, $400,000. Riverside Technologies, computers, $16,171. UNL, finance and personnel, extension office, $12,995. Washington County Sheriff's Department, inmates, $13,950. Aced Irrigation Manufacturing, Culverts, $154,416.70. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $30,852.35. Manili Wagner and Associates, Engineering Consulting, $54,517.51. Sapp Brothers Fuel Oil, $20,124.18. Stay Built Construction, 2026 Armor Coating, $628,565.24. Road and Bridge Sinking Fund, Just Construction, $351,104.45. Manili Wagner and Associates Engineering Consulting, again, $27,354.56.
Who's that to, Terry?
Probably got another one coming. Volk LLC. CBMP number 7. $40,507.20.
Human Resources Employee Relations. We will have a closed session for negotiations at the end of the meeting, as well as potential litigation. Law Enforcement Emergency Management, Mr. Weidel.
Gus, you got anything today? Lisa?
On emergency management, I know I reported to you guys about hail damage and so forth. We did have that report come in, and it's a summation of most of the insurance claims that have been called in. So looks like that stretch was about 3 miles wide in places and about 10 miles long, accumulates up to about 15,000 acres for loss, anywhere from 40 to 100%. So that particular timeline of that 7 to 10 days, as most producers know, is the hardest time when they're trying to figure out what's, you know, what's next. So we just wanted to give you that report as we move forward. So.
And then do you want to touch on the PNC update also?
Derek Damro is here this morning. As you know, we had three hearings following up from last week. Planning and zoning. Derek is here on behalf of planning and zoning. He serves as our vice chair.
Just take one. I'm trying.
He's handing out a letter from the commission, basically on the moratorium. I'm going to let him cover that a little bit. You have asked the planning and zoning to review the data center regulations, I guess. And so I'll turn it over here to Derek.
Morning, Derek.
Morning. I'm so fortunate James couldn't be here, so I need to fill in. I won't read the letter. I'll let you guys take a look at that. I don't have any comments prepared for you. I'll just, if you got questions or want to know what the process was like the other night, go for it.
Sounds like you had about 100 people, 120 somewhere in there.
I think Lisa said
this 176 signed up. 176 is what was totally signed in. So,
I don't know total speakers how many there were.
We had 29 speakers. Okay. So out of those, there were, I believe, 29, four moratorium, one against, and then one neutral on a neutral basis.
Did you have a chance to look through to see how many were from Gage? You said it was mainly local faces.
It was mainly Gage County, but I don't have an exact figure, you know, as far as, but I have the copies of the sign-in sheet, so we can get that to you. So I think I actually have one in the bag. So
we'll be doing this fairly quickly also. I would anticipate whatever was there will be that many and then some. How did you arrive at the 18 months?
We had some discussion at the 12-month level, and as it was explained to us, if we got to the end of that 12 months and had to extend that period, we'd have to go through the whole public hearing process again at that point in time. So then we decided at that point, let's just kick it to 18, and we can always pull it back from there if we get done quicker than that.
And these are just thoughts that I've had as I was listening to things and the radio and such. What are your thoughts on general regulations like some of the other counties have versus an additional specific regulation on each project that comes up?
Well, these data centers are just different monsters than what we've dealt with in the past. So from a generality standpoint, it feels like we have some protection where we're at right now currently, but there's a lot of open-endedness too. And so, you know, what's the next creation in another 10 years or 15 years that's going to come to our county? We don't know. And to sit here and think that we have to have specific regulations for everything is probably a misnomer. But this is coming so far, so fast, and it touches a lot of things. We're talking about energy. We're talking about natural resources. I mean, it touches a lot of areas. I think it's in our best interest to really do our due diligence and get regulations specific to this entity.
Biggest fear, was it water usage?
I think so. I think that's the commonality that comes up a lot is water. There is some people touch up upon health and so on and so forth, but really it's concern on water.
Water is that'll be a game changer no matter what's coming in.
Absolutely it will. And we as a commission, we have been overwhelmed with information. And data centers themselves, from what we understand, are transitioning in technologies as well. And so we have to understand what those technologies are, how we can apply them to the county, and come up with some sort of a common ground between what serves Gage County well and what serves the data center interest well. And that's what this is going to allow us to do. It's going to allow us some time to take some emotion out of this whole conversation from different people that have shown up, really dig into facts, get expert opinions, and really come up with a solid set of regulations for you.
I had told Lisa, I really encourage you guys to talk to people that do have these data centers already, just because there's always stuff that you don't think about until after it happens. I hate government regulations on anything, so I tend to stray the other direction. But at the same time, we definitely want to be responsible while we're looking at all this. 18 months seems like a lot of time, but we definitely want to dive in and look at all the facts, and we want to give you guys time to work as well. The only thing I would caution is there's no project in place now. I don't know if you guys have talked to the people that hold the options on the ground, but we're always quick to be afraid of something different that we've created in our minds. And I just want to keep an open mind on any projects and open gates to business coming into the county. If there are bad things that come in, wind turbines, I think we tried to stay fairly open on that, and the project that actually came in didn't work well, so it wasn't permitted, and it didn't work. This could be the greatest thing ever, and we could close the door on it, or it could be the worst thing ever, so
absolutely.
We just want to make sure that we're responsible, objective thinking, and
there's a lot to play out, right? The legislature's been arguing, you know, about this, so they don't have set state regulations really that provide any real ground rules for this type of a project. So as we go through this summer into fall, into next spring when the legislature reconvenes, I'm sure there's going to be state stuff that comes forward from there. You know, even at the federal level, there's wrangling going on what this is. So 18 might be a little long. I personally think it was. But it gives us that timeline out. We can always shrink it back.
Also, just to throw out, air pollution, you guys don't regulate that. That's federal and state. Water usage, we also don't regulate that. A lot of the things people want the county to get involved in regulating, they're outside of our controls. If you're on the side of who's doing it, you think it's the greatest thing ever. If you're against it, it's bad. The good thing is PNZ, Board of Supervisors, we don't regulate the environmental impacts of something like this. So that would be my only other encouragement to you guys is don't overstep where our bounds are. And that was part of the reason I didn't come to the meeting. I did talk to James and a couple of the other PNZ board members prior to, but and Lisa said, I'm not going to come. We're not going to try to sway you other than, you know, be objective and as responsible as can be and respectful to the public. And I think you guys did a really good job with that. So thank you very much. That's a tough situation to be in.
Well, it's not one you look forward to, but it's one that you, when you're on the commission, that's what you're there to do. So that's, we like to hear the comments. We'll take the information in and we'll spend some time in trying to draft some regulations that each county can be proud of.
I think we'll have this, it looks like early August for a hearing, and we wanted to do it here. In this room, we've talked about possibly doing it off-site. We'll try to figure that out to be as accommodating as possible. Like I say, if you had 200, I could see that being multiples because you'll have strong opinions from other places that come in as well. Comments from the board or questions for PNZ? Thank you, guys. I do appreciate the professionalism as you dealt with everyone.
I do have a question. As that wore on that night, is it something of that size? Do you consider doing it over a two-night span or something so fatigue, wear down, and all that doesn't start to come into play on it?
We're warriors. we pretty much decide if we're going to commit to a night, let's commit to a night.
And just knock it out?
Yeah. That's kind of how we do
it.
We,
how late was it?
We adjourned at, 10:55?
10:55. I mean, that was... We went back and visited livestock regulations, which we can touch on a little bit, too. But after the moratorium side of things, both hearings were completed, and then we went back to discuss.
No, that's your decision on it. It wasn't an issue on it, so...
I mean, you just prepare yourself. You know what's kind of coming, so you just anticipate that. And Lisa does a good job taking care of us.
Livestock regs, that's another big one. That was my fear. We don't want to become too restrictive on that. And it sounds like you guys actually opened up regs just a little bit and made it a little easier to do business.
For especially the small size producers, the first couple levels, we proposed bringing those setbacks a little closer just to encourage more opportunity for the young guys, the small guys, to get started.
When I was on the radio, I got a text a couple months ago, it sounds like you don't want people to move into the country. And so I backtracked and said, not the case at all. We love people moving out of towns and villages and other counties into Gage. Just we want everyone to be aware there are agricultural activities going on. And in today's world, that may be a wind farm, that may be a solar farm, but it's also cattle, hogs, chickens, manure, equipment at night. So I just want people to be aware it is a fantastic place to live. There are other things that go along with it. You might not have the neighbor's radio playing, but you may have a tractor running 24 hours a day. So I just wanted people to keep that in mind.
And just to verify, you guys have not set a public hearing for livestock regs either, so you're having those conversations because that comes to you in terms of your next step looking at the proposed amendment.
Much discussion on that, or was that met?
We had discussion on the last topic, the proposed $100,000 fee for out-of-state applicants.
That was your idea?
Not my idea. We did get that stricken. We reworked some language there. We have a recommended, how would you
It's a recommended amendment, I guess. It was a motion and passed. It was suggested that for those out-of-state applicants and co-applicants to make a goodwill donation to the Gage County Foundation for grants to be used for air, water, and the environment. So not mandatory. But
it never hurts to have an encouragement.
Yep.
That's where we settled on, so...
Other questions for planning and zoning? Thank you for coming in. Tell James you did a great job.
That's right. I will. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you both. Anything else, Mr. Lytle?
I don't believe so.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
The guys have been doing a lot of working, cold patching, milling, filling. We talked about tree removal, how that's going with right-of-ways, and that we are going to make sure we're doing them around our structures. Trees that are close to our structures is something that we're still going to work on. We're talking about getting a list of patches to quote out, and then greater training, getting those dates set on the calendar. And then, as of yesterday, the BIP application was submitted. That's us and I think 7 other counties in an application. The 3 bridges for Gage County was the 2 over the Claytonia Creeks and then the Blue Springs Bridge. Those were submitted yesterday.
That's about $22 million? $23 million?
It's a different grant.
Different grant? Never mind, though. How many dollars is the BIP?
The VIP,
Gage portion.
Yeah, the gauge portion, probably around 14 to 15 million. The build grant, that one is going to be awarded, in 4 days. So we'll know here shortly if we're successful on that.
Time frame on VIP?
We just submitted it, so it'll be a few months.
Build somewhere around $1 million match, BIP.
That's 80-20. The build grant did not have, because it is a rural application on the build grant, it did not require a match, so we applied for it completely funded. They may ask for us to match a certain dollar amount, and that $1 million is where that's sitting at the moment, so we'll see.
So the BIP would be somewhere in that $3 million range-ish versus 15. So that'd be a huge savings. These are bridges that will need to be replaced regardless. So that'd be a very significant savings there. Good luck.
Keep fingers, toes crossed.
Anything else for Road and Bridge? Armor code's complete. The armor code itself is down.
Armor code itself is down.
Close. Chance of getting Codell Christ Lutheran bid this year yet? They won't be done, but chance of getting them the ability to bid them?
I'll check with environmental. I don't know where they're at. We're waiting on the FHU to complete their environmental for us to move on to the next step.
Mr. Juergens, Manelli's here.
I've already cross-examined him this morning about this.
What was
his answer? Was
that included in one of those multiple bills?
I don't know.
Those are two big ones, though. It'd be nice. Christ Lutheran and Odell Blacktop both need done. We were talking also Monday about the Adams Philly Blacktop. There are some spots of delamination along there. We had some issues when that was done in 12? Is that when that was done last? Somewhere around 2012. The contractor at that time fixed quite a few of those problems, but here we are 14 years later and there are other delamination issues coming. I'm sure none of the farmers are running heavy on that road ever.
Well, there's a lot of roads. We've got Pickerel, the portion of Pickerel Road East. We have the Adams Philly, and then the oldest road that we have that needs the mill overlay is the Claytonia DeWitt. I think that was at 24 years. So they're all, like, we're going to have a lot of these coming up that either we have to find a grant for or we have to just budget for, because it's something that we'll have to maintain.
A lot of miles of hard surface. Anything else for Road and Bridge? If not, we will move on. We've got a timed event at 9:15 for the Gage Connect app. We'll wait on that. Up next, approve or disapprove closing fund number 2580, COVID American Rescue Plan. These were the ARPA dollars that came in. Don took care of these ARPA dollars for us. A lot of the counties ended up using that for some of the allowables. These were the dollars that we used to go into underground buried fiber. Don's done with these dollars. They are expended. And is the fund zeroed out as of now? So this would just be a technicality to close that fund.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn, to close the COVID funds, 2580.
Okay, we're going to try this. Okay. Let's see what happens here. So, open voting. So everybody gets to vote.
It appears that some people haven't voted.
You have to vote.
Terry, you have to push the...
I did.
Oh,
you did.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Seven in favor.
Terry was one of the first ones that voted.
So now...
Oh, we have a different screen here.
Now you can see how everybody's voting there.
I like the lights up on the wall better.
I do too. This is the way it is. Okay.
Seven in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove preliminary engineering agreement for project number DPS-3437. The Adams Bypass.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams.
Who's the engineering with?
Engineering. So this was one of those that were the grant that we got for the Hickory Road Adams Bypass are going to be ran through NDOT. Okay. NDOT had a list of pre-approved engineers and environmental people to do this project. So to keep things moving, because if we did not select from them, we would have had to go through this RFQ process. It would have taken a few more months. So we selected off of their list. So for the engineering, they had Spies Lewis is who we selected for the engineering. And then for the environmental, it was HDR.
Is that the one doing the other environmental?
No, environmental.
Good. All right.
It's a whole different THUD is running this one, which is why NDOT can handle these two grants. The other one went through HUD, and so we have to go through a completely different process. NDOT can't handle it, which is why we're like a fish out of water trying to figure it out.
I mean, they're not local like in Beatrice, but still companies that work in the area all the time. On this one, HDR and Spies. And of course, this is the Adams Bypass, which would be that West Road around Adams.
Basically, the next few agenda items is everything that I just said.
And these will be, that's why there are a lot of agenda items on here. A lot of this, it's this paperwork, it's the administration side of things that we're finally to. Questions on this first item, preliminary engineering agreement for this project. We have a motion by Dorn, second by Adams. Please vote.
Okay, let's try this again. Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, this is the clunkiest system that I have ever seen. Clunky
this
and awful.
It's going to
be short-lived here.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can fix
this.
Somebody.
I voted twice, but
they're
still only six.
I voted
twice, too.
Mr. Juergens?
I hit it.
There you go.
I'll hit it harder next time. Clunky.
Seven in favor. Motion carries.
Yep. It's 9:15.
We do have...
Except. Okay.
I wanted to get into a political thing with people voting more than once, but I'm not going to.
No. Don't do that.
We do have a 9:15 event. I'd ask for a motion to accept bids. Are there any other RFPs for the Gage Connect app in the audience? I'd ask for a motion to close acceptance of bids at 9:15.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Claybaugh. Second by Adams. Please vote. Seven in favor, motion carries. Let's go back to the light. I don't like that. Ms. Axby, would you?
Yeah. So it looks like we had three bids for the Gage Connect app. The first bid is from Don't Panic Labs. It appears that they had everything that was asked for within our RFP, so it gives a history of their company, different phases that they could build the app out in.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And then references, as well as a cost summary report. I think this is something that's just going to take us some time to review, but I'll read up.
They're quite
two weeks. Yes. This is a very thick packet. I hope you're ready to look through all these. Caleb. We have another one here. This one is from Simpalm. Simpalm. They're based out of Maryland. They also have their background, client testimonials, relevant experience, a solution or an approach to how we're going to design it, as well as a cost breakdown. Too many papers, they don't fit in easily. All right, this one's even larger. This one is from AppMasters Inc., based out of Texas. Same thing, it looks like they have everything from the RFP. And we will have a lot of information to look forward to going through.
Caleb, do you want to touch on this at all or have any comment on this?
I can't.
This is a very important app.
Masters.
Are we on already over here?
Now we're on. This started as a way to, you know, this cold really makes me mad. It's just in the way. There. Yeah. See all of you now. Okay. The app started as a way to kind of bridge a gap of communication and then also have a flair of tourism so we can try to serve double duty with an app to be able to push notifications, highlight the things we have going on in our county with events, landmarks, all of these tourist sites as well. And then it started with what if we look at an app because everyone has access to a phone nowadays. Most people do. And apps aren't terribly hard to install nowadays. They make that pretty simple. So is this something that we can bring the convenience of those questions to the constituents and to visitors of Gage County? So that started with the committee. The committee overwhelmingly decided to name it Gage Connect, despite one opposition opponent, our current chairman, wanted it to the Eric's app, which was a great second.
I conceded, though.
You did. But we did go with Gage Connect instead of Eric's app, so that's great. And we did a mock-up through Google Gemini just to show it off, and we've done that a couple times up here just to say, here's a visual of what we could have. At least there's a springboard of talking, and then we crafted an RFP, sent that out. We didn't get any back, so then we went for an extension. We're here at the extension, and now we have three, and then we spent the last 2 weeks answering questions on this with Don and Emily. So that's context of how we got here today.
I really am excited on this one, though, just for our entire area. I'm not somebody that's on the phone for stuff unless it's auctions for equipment or guns or something, but this would be one spot where everyone in the community, the villages, the towns, everyone can get information out. And hopefully we could advertise it where someone driving through could say, instead of a wrap card, which have always been popular, they can take a look and say, this is going on in the area, and possibly look in the future and still have that on their phone. So I think you're going a really good direction here, Caleb.
We're going to partner with local media. I already reached out with them to identify areas where they have a lot of either readership, viewership, listenership, the audience, essentially, their constituents there, and they can break that down by zip code as well. And so we can then target, if we know we have a good portion coming from up north somewhere, we could target that app and say, hey, download our app, so now you're going to really be plugged into Gage County. You've come down twice this year, why not make it a third or a fourth time? So you'll have a reason. So we can identify, and then instead of just kind of throwing the app out there and hoping we catch something. So
we'll have it, you know, a civic and a kind of an event side of it, so that if you want notifications for when meetings are, then it'll let you know that. Or if you want notifications on when events are in a certain area, it'll let you know that too.
Thank you, Caleb. We'll refer this.
Give you guys these real quick.
Sure.
Run for something else, but this is a thank you from the GDC board.
Thank you.
Sorry, this doesn't fit your agenda very well. So thanks, Caleb.
Thank you.
If there's any other questions, those three already got theirs. I did not just deliberately leave them out. They already got theirs. So just so we're clear.
In case you were wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We get it.
I did not just go ahead and say I'm playing favorites.
We get it. It's okay. They don't deserve it.
We will refer this to the app committee, though. And
yep.
When you get something together, let us know, and we'll get it back on the agenda.
Do you want to, should we accept, move to accept all bids, and then
refer?
Would it be that hard to say the cost on each of them?
Yes.
We could say the cost.
Because they're... You're going to kill me.
Huh?
And some of them were per month and per app.
Do you want it now, or do you want a summary when they bring them back and have them prepared?
Generally, when we do.
Yeah, they're just, they weren't.
Can you give a general
yearly? I can try to
yearly?
Give a general. Yeah.
It's fine. I'm sure we'll have a chart with all of them.
Cost summary.
They come back.
This one. $1,350 per month. $1,350 per month. This is Don't Panic Labs.
And that's the only cost on that one is
monthly. Listed there.
Initial thoughts for funding on this would be from visitor improvement or tourism dollars, just because that's money brought in from hotel stays outside of our normal taxation.
These are different milestones, so the This one has a grand total of $64,000
to $74,000. Is there a maintenance fee? That's what I was afraid. I think maybe we'll need a summation of what the actual costs are to really be able to compare. And as you guys bring those back, if you could get initial costs as well as long-term dollars.
Long-term looks like $60 a month. Okay, I skipped that part. I apparently missed that page. So the Don't Panic was $223,200. This one took place over a couple of years. It's going to take a while to really break this down. Yeah, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of pieces to this. There's phases. There's, I guessed it closer to the 60 to 80, but. Last one is.
Do you want to make a motion?
About $39,500.
Or just return to Caleb then?
Caleb
and the. And there's like three different options for the per month after cost. Like, this is going to take a while to break down.
Yeah. All right. I recommend we accept them all and refer them to the committee and Caleb for review and bring them back in 4 weeks.
Motion to accept and refer to the Act Committee. Okay. Caleb and the Act Committee. So, second by Claybaugh.
Are you wanting them on the 22nd? Or
August
5th? What do you want? Which time you want to give them? Could
you just say refer and we'll get it to you?
Let's try to get it on a committee meeting to where we can talk about them in case there's any differences that we need to really talk about prior to awarding, and then.
So committee meeting in 4 weeks.
And if that won't work, let us know.
August 4th or July 20th?
Yeah.
Let's go August 4th. August 4th, if it doesn't work, let us know. If you need to go sooner, let us know, and we'll move it around.
You may have protests that day, too, so in July, because we have to have everything done by the 25th of July. So you might want to go to August just...
August 3rd.
Yeah.
August 3rd.
Get yourself...
But yeah, keep us in the loop, Caleb. Let us know how it's looking, and we can move it forward or back. And then once we get through a committee meeting with it, we'll... see if we want to put it on an agenda and get it awarded. We will head back to the regular agenda.
Wait a minute. Did we vote?
I'm sorry, we didn't. We have a motion by Lytle, second by Claybaugh, to accept and refer these. Any questions or comments? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove resolution number...
26-09
on signing preliminary engineering agreement, BK2649, motion by Haxby.
Second
by Dorn. Discussion on this. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove HDR Engineering Inc. agreement project number DPS-3437. Adams Bypass for Environmental Services. Motion by Haxby.
Second
by Lytle. Discussion. Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove resolution number 26-10 on signing environmental agreement BK 2650.
Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Lytle. That's how we get stuff done. Why does it take so long sometimes? Discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Right you are. Approve or disapprove preliminary engineering agreement, project number DPS-3227, Hickory Road Concrete Improvements.
Second.
By Haxby, second by Lytle.
Is that east of the Philly Blacktop on Hickory Road?
Other side, this would be west. Nice try, though. Other questions? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove resolution number 26-11. Signing of preliminary engineering agreement BK 2651.
Second.
Motion by Haxby, second by Lytle. Questions, comments? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove HDR Engineering, Inc. agreement, project number DPS-3227, Hickory Road Environmental Services.
Second.
Motion by Haxby, second by Lytle. Comments, questions? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove resolution number 26-12. On signing of Environmental Services Agreement BK 2652.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Haxby, second by Dorn. Question or comment? Please vote. 7 in favor.
Ruined my sheet.
Should have thrown something else in there just to see if anybody caught it. Approve or disapprove visitor improvement grant to Beatrice Leadership Class, number 20, for Beatrice Heritage Walk in the amount of $3,000. Mr. Lytle, do you want to take this one?
I see the ring.
And Deirdre.
Okay. All right. Whoever.
You all three can come up if you'd like. Heath, please give your names for the record.
Heath Hoovendick.
And Deirdre Van Buskirk.
So asking for this grant for our project. I think when we came up with the project, it'd be a great addition to tourism in Beatrice. One, we looked at, one, the knowledge of Lorraine. Obviously, she knows more than I think anybody in this room about Beatrice and about Gage County. And so looked to kind of just digitize her on... essentially, it was going to be Main Street, but now the Coalition's website. I think it'll be a really good play with the Gage Connect app. People are on their phones walking down the street all the time looking for things to do. And so going down the street, they can learn a little bit more about our history, what buildings were built for what reasons, and everything like that. So...
So you'll have QR codes on different buildings with signage that people can just walk up and get a brief history lesson on what's going on.
Yep, and then it'll also be on the Coalition website, everything like that. So it'll take you to videos of whether you want to learn about the auditorium, Carnegie Building. We got different businesses downtown. QR codes. Really opening it up to anybody that would want a QR code. Obviously, it increases foot traffic for any business down in the downtown area. And then, obviously, the Coalition, too, foot traffic on that. So,
how many locations are you anticipating, and who's going to maintain this after your class is done?
So, our class is already wrapped up, and so the Coalition, we're turning it over to them. All the video, all the footage and everything, and how they would like to market it. Caleb and I have been working, or actually Class and Caleb and Deidre have been working on what it'll look like on the website when that gets up and running, I think August, September area. So Coalition will upkeep it. And then businesses, right now we had 17 buildings in all that we videotaped about. But we're looking for any other businesses after that. I think in our quote, we looked at printing 25 to 30 different QR codes, slamming it, stickers that can go in windows, so that can go anywhere. So that's what we're looking at.
And the videos are all made already?
Videos are made and given to us. We're just waiting on, rather than putting it up on the Chamber's website, waiting for the Coalition's website to start going so we don't have them pretty much doing double the work.
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any additional questions?
I do have a question. So the project started in December of last year, then, correct?
Yeah.
And it's completed now?
It is completely completed. We received the videos back from Alec Cromer, who did all of our videotaping and everything. The paper was there, so you probably saw the article as well in the paper. But, yeah, all of that. We have not printed the brochures yet because we don't have the website to be able to link the QR code to. So that will be the last part of the project that the Coalition will end up doing. So,
and this can be added to over time, so as the Coalition has outreach people, they could do the villages and other stuff like that.
Yeah,
sure, too.
On all
Lorraine's giving a big nod.
Yeah. That was one of the reasons we I know you shouldn't talk from the audience.
Happy talk's okay, just not angry talk.
Lorraine Ritisel, 721 Grant, Gage County Visitor Committee. The big thing for us as the committee, and I did not vote since I obviously had some conflict of interest, possibly just by I believed in the project so much, but it is so replicable. And I was thinking, sitting here looking around the room, there are, I've been on walking tour in Philly. Cortland right now has one that was so fantastic. It was one of the top things that the Nebraska Museum Association picked as something they were so thrilled to go to. I've been on a tour of Adams. Odell has their own walking tour. All of these communities could use variations of this, whether they had a local expert, whether they went out and just plain interviewed people individually who knew, had some kind of expertise, maybe just about one building. But this thing can go all over Gage County. There's no reason to think it's a Beatrice thing. It just started in Beatrice because the resources were there.
Fantastic.
But it's something we can do everywhere. And the communities who haven't done this yet, again, there's resources there. The museum will help. There's all kinds of people eager to have this part of our Gage County story known.
That's yeah, right. And we can expand it, obviously. We didn't list the courthouse. It was definitely something that we wanted to, but it was kind of outside the realm of downtown and everything. But you can expand it, obviously, throughout Beatrice as well. So,
is this normal, though, to pay for something that's been done a year ago under the tourism?
It's just recently been done.
Well, I'm going off the dates that you have here, so 6/30/25.
There's actually, this was approved early. It's come late to you guys. And I'm not going to try to get into why months after this was approved before it was done, it has shown up here this morning.
You're saying approved at the Visitor Improvement Committee. It's just coming to us.
There's something wrong with the dates there because this is just
it says 25.
Okay, it should say 26.
Completed in
25. I have no idea where that report came from.
Yeah.
But
we're also a reimbursement grant, so it's not until after things are done.
No, I'm just asking.
Good question long ago, but it was really just 3 months ago.
No, it should say 26 on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's nice, too. I mean, lock in the history of some of the people that are here yet. It fades away over time.
Mm-hmm.
We have a motion by Juergens, second by Dorn. Additional questions or comments? Please vote.
Second.
7 in favor. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You guys want a brief recess before we go into closed session? We will have a closed session for negotiation update as well as a couple litigation items. We will recess for 10 minutes.
Okay.
We'll reconvene at 9:47. I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:47.
So moved.
The protection of the public interest. Second. To go over negotiations and potential litigation. We have a motion by Bourne, second by Claybaugh. Please vote. 7-6 in favor.
You're all going to hate him.
We are in closed.
Uh-huh.
We will reconvene open session 10:57. We are in closed session necessary for protection of the public interest, talking about litigation possibilities and contract negotiations. Anything else for the good of? Could we have a motion to do as said? Motion by Adams.
Second.
Second by Dorn to come out at 10:57. Please vote. 7 in favor. Thank you, Ms. Hill.
6
in favor. Mr. Juergens has escaped. Anything else for the good of 5 in favor? Rick has also gone. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we will adjourn at 10:57.
And back here at 1 for protests.
No.
We're going to reconvene the Board of Supervisors meeting at 2:27. I'd like a motion to go into closed session for a brief discussion on contract negotiation, and that's for closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest. What? You can just give her a direction, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you just tell
her. I would say take a look at those to make sure they're accurate. They were looking at those, and some showed that there was no basement. There was basement. Some were priced similar, and one had a basement and one didn't. So one's got to be high, one's got to be low. I mean, something's not right. That's what you're talking about, right, Rex?
Yeah, they were deciding if we needed a motion to...
No,
just a direction to take a look at them and...
We've done
just,
that in the past.
Just make sure they're right.
When it's been brought up, yeah.
Yeah, just make sure they're correct. If there's a correction that needs to be done, we'll bring it back on another correction sheet. If they're right, then they're right. If they're not, we'll make the correction. Do you want that or just look at the information we have? Motion to go into closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest for contract negotiation at 2:29. Moved by Adams. Second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're in closed session. That's for a motion to come out of closed session at 2:53. We're in closed session talking about contract negotiations. Moved by Claybaugh, second by Adams to come out at 2:54. Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. 4 in favor. Motion carries. I counted Amanda.